structure that was on the verge of being demolished could win a national award today. The Southville Centre was saved by local residents who bought a 999-year lease from the City Council for £1, and they'll be finding out later if they won a social enterprise award. Matthew Simmons is the chairman of the board at Southville Centre and joins me live on Breakfast in the studio. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations on the nomination. Exciting day.
It is very exciting. I mean, we've been at the Southville Centre for 20 years now, so this is a really great achievement for us.
Yeah. Well, what's the centre itself? I mean, it's a glowing example, obviously, having got this nomination, for what you can do locally as a sort of a centre for the community, really.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an old school that we took over in 1991, but rather than it just providing lots of great facilities like meeting spaces, we also run lots of businesses like a nursery for local families, a cafe, and we support local groups in the community, so we kind of have a really full picture of things going on.
And run by local people?
Yep, we own the organisation, Local People. If you live in BS3, anyone can become a member and help to run the Southville Centre and the association.
This is sort of the big society before the big society was even mentioned, really, wasn't
it? Yeah, we were groundbreaking. I think we started it all.
Yeah. Well, tell us about these enterprise marks. You've already got one of those, haven't you?
Yeah, we got a social enterprise mark in 2009, and that just basically proves that we trade as a business successfully, but we do it by reinvesting our profits back in the local community, so all the money we raise stays locally, supporting the building and the facilities and supporting local groups. But it also proves that we do it in an environmentally sensitive way.
Yeah. How did this get going? Because, you know, the place was condemned, wasn't it, at one time? It just wasn't going to survive.
And yeah, when the school closed, it was going to be demolished and or converted into housing. So it was local people who got together and said, look, we really need something in our community, a centre for people to use. And they campaigned and persuaded the council to let them have the building for 999 years for £1.
Yeah. It's enough to be going on with, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's been a really good investment for the community and the local council. Yeah.
Does this say something about the community in Southville then, really, that you know, get up, get something done, pull together, you know, and you can achieve this? I mean, could anybody do it, or do you think it's something particular in the water there that's got this going?
I think it's a model that other people could do in lots of communities. It does take a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment by local people, but I think there are certainly other examples in Bristol of communities getting on and doing stuff, so we think it could be used elsewhere.
And you must continually be thinking about how you're developing the place as well.
Absolutely. Well, we know from the model that we've followed that there is more demand for things like more childcare and more facilities, so we're looking at the moment to where else in the local community we might be able to expand and put in other centres.
And when we're talking about cuts, as we are today and practically every day on Breakfast, sadly at the moment, this is showing how you can actually beat those cuts and sort of keep your community vibrant.
Yeah, I mean, we did used to receive local authority help for the centre, but for the last few years that has been less than 1% of our income, and this year we won't receive any income, so we've generated that money ourselves and we're putting it back into the community.
Great stuff, Matthew. You're not able to make the big event, are you, at the O2 Centre in London today?
I can't, because I'm at a community event tonight, but I'll be keeping my fingers crossed for our other
dedication beyond the call of duty, that, for goodness sake. You should be picking up the award, all being well.
I'll be celebrating here if we win.
I bet you will. Matthew, thanks very much indeed. Good to have you in on the programme. It's 5 minutes to 7 o'clock on BBC.